Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. Hurricane Rita has been sending shockwaves around the world's financial markets. Shares in some major insurance companies have fallen sharply. The worry is that Rita could cause even more destruction than Katrina and trigger further multi-billion dollar claims. But the biggest fear is about oil and whether this hurricane will damage more installations and push fuel prices even higher. Joining us now from London is Marketplace's European editor, Stephen Beard. He's been talking to dealers in the London oil market. What's happening there to the price of crude, Stephen?
Well, no, it's been moving higher for much of the day, edging back up towards that $70 a barrel level for high-quality American crude, which we last saw in the immediate aftermath of Katrina. In fact, there's no doubt that dealers here regard Katrina as potentially more damaging and disruptive, as far as the oil market is concerned, than her evil twin, Katrina.
Are they thinking that Rita will actually knock out some of those oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico?
Yes, that's the first concern, the impact on crude production. Our information is that more than half the manned offshore platforms and oil rigs in the Gulf have been evacuated because of Rita, and that's nearly three-quarters of oil production in the Gulf now shut down. So a region that was only beginning to recover after Katrina now has yet more disruption. And there's some concern that because Rita is so powerful, and more powerful than Katrina, she could cause serious damage to underwater pipes and other installations, which could take weeks and perhaps even months to repair, which obviously would further reduce the flow of crude.
And then you get to the flow of gasoline to the pumps eventually.
Very much so. If Rita keeps to her present path, she could hit as many as 16 American oil refineries. And as senior London oil trader Rob Lachlan told me, that includes three of the most important.
Most notable is the big BP Texas City refinery, which is a refinery worth around 500,000 barrels a day. You've got the Lake Charles refinery, the Port Arthur refinery, three of the largest refineries in the southern side of the U.S. They're all at risk.
Lasting damage to big refineries like that means more expensive gasoline, of course, and that actually will mean more expensive gasoline on this side of the Atlantic too, as American oil companies and distribution companies will be shopping around for refined product here, as they did after Katrina. Well, coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll have the latest on Rita's economic repercussions. We'll take a look at the effect natural disasters have on the multi-billion dollar municipal bond markets.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.